Read in English. Avec Araps, yes you can. Copyright Larousse 2021. Moby Dick. Ishmael is a poor, adventurous young man. He doesn't know how to sail, but he decides to work on board a ship. He goes to Nantucket, an island on the east coast of the United States of America. There, he meets a terrifying man named Queequeg. Queequeg is the son of a tribal king. He is tall and strong, and his face is tattooed. He wants to discover the world. Queequeg is very good at using his harpoon. His harpoon is scary, but Queequeg is a nice person. Ishmael and Queequeg become friends.
"You are my friend. I want to work with you."
They embark on the same ship. The ship's name is the Pequod. It's a whale ship. It's an old but solid ship. It spends 3 years at sea. It sails around the world and it hunts whales. The Pequod leaves Nantucket on Christmas Day. It is cold and the sky is blue. The sailors are happy to start their long journey. Their families are sad.
"Merry Christmas!"
"Hoist the sails!"
"I am very happy to become a sailor." Captain Ahab is obsessed with a whale called Moby Dick because the whale is responsible for his accident. Now Captain Ahab wears a fake leg made of whalebone. When he walks on the deck at night, the sailors can't sleep because his leg makes too much noise.
"I have only one leg because of that monster. I want my revenge on Moby Dick. This gold coin is for the first person who sees Moby Dick."
"Who is Moby Dick?"
It is an enormous white whale with a big hump on its back and many scars on its body. The Pequod is sailing on the ocean. Suddenly, a sailor shouts,
"Whale!"
But it isn't a whale. It's a giant squid. Captain Ahab is disappointed. The squid has two large eyes and 8 very long arms. It is dangerous.
"If this is a whale, I am the Queen of England."
The Pequod meets another ship. Sometimes the captains visit each other and talk about their voyage.
"Where is the white whale? Is it still alive?"
"I don't know. No idea."
Ishmael thinks, "Captain Ahab is very angry at that whale." Finally, they see a whale. 2 small whale boats are at sea. The sailors are waiting for the whale's breath, and then they follow it. When they are next to it, they launch their harpoons towards the animal. It is a very dangerous mission. Sometimes a sailor falls into the sea.
"Help! Man overboard!"
The sailors kill their first whale and rescue their friend.
"Be careful, Queequeg! Don't fall into the sea!"
Day after day, the sailors hunt whales for their oil. It is a lot of work, but the sailors are happy because they eat whale steak for dinner. It is Starbucks' favourite food. He is the chief mate. Sometimes sharks fight around the whales. They eat too, but they are very noisy.
"Fleece, I want a whale steak. Don't cook it too long for me."
"What is that noise?"
Hush, voracious creatures. Look at the sharks, they are very hungry. This is not a good time for a swim.
One day, Captain Ahab breaks his leg. He calls the carpenter.
Smut, I need a new leg.
Smut, the carpenter, uses whalebone to make the new leg. Captain Ahab asks for a new harpoon, too. His new harpoon is very dangerous. Sometimes the carpenter is also a dentist. He can extract teeth.
Ouch! Ah, it hurts!
Suddenly, Queequeg falls ill with fever. Ishmael is worried about him. Is he going to die? The carpenter makes a coffin for Queequeg, but finally he recovers. Ishmael is very happy. Fadala is an old man. He comes from India. He looks weird. He has only one tooth. He is Ahab's harpooner. One day he makes a strange prophecy, but his words are not clear.
You will see two coffins. You will die after me because of a rope.
Captain Ahab doesn't believe him.
This old man is a fool. We are at sea. It's impossible.
Ready about!
Near the equator, there is a very strong storm, and lightning strikes the mast of the Pequod. It illuminates Ahab's new harpoon and the gold coin. It's very difficult to sail on a furious ocean. Ishmael is afraid. He looks away.
Where are you, Moby Dick? I can't see your monstrous face.
Another day, a seagull catches Ahab's hat and flies away.
What a funny bird!
Captain Ahab is determined to kill Moby Dick. He can't sleep because he is impatient. The next day, Ahab climbs up the mast with a special chair. From up there, he can smell the whale.
There it is! Moby Dick is over there! I can see its white hump!
Ahab becomes very excited. Finally, the gold coin is for him.
Don't forget your harpoon, Queequeg!
Ahab tells Starbuck,
give orders to prepare the boats!
And he tells Fleece,
get ready to cook fresh whale steak.
The crew are preparing the boats for the chase. The fight with Moby Dick lasts 3 long days. On the first day, the whale attacks Ahab's boat and breaks it in 2 pieces with its large tail.
What a mess! I must repair the boat now!
On the second day, Moby Dick smashes another boat. Captain Ahab and Fadala are at sea. The crew can rescue Ahab, but his harpooner is taken away by the whale. He is dead. Is Fadala's prophecy coming true after all? On the third day, Captain Ahab finally plants his harpoon in Moby Dick's flesh. The whale is injured, but it dives into the sea. It takes Ahab far away. The captain dies. Ishmael falls into the sea during the fight, but he survives thanks to a piece of wood that is floating on the ocean. He is the only survivor of the Pequod, and he is rescued by another ship.